This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. We have some breaking news. Teenager Alec McKinney has been sentenced to life in prison plus 38 years, but will have the possibility of parole for his role in the shooting at STEM School Highlands Ranch last year. This is a developing story, and we will have more details as they become available. Colorado has invested $500,000 in new testing designed to track the coronavirus through wastewater. Some Front Range communities are now doing it. Chris Duville manages wastewater treatment for the city of Boulder. He tells Colorado Matters that the goal is to detect COVID-19 in people before they know they're infected.
It's referred to as shedding, right? So someone who might be carrying the COVID strain will start shedding that virus and the fragments in their stool primarily.
Duville says the wastewater tests may one day help identify outbreaks sooner at places like college campuses, and the data can also inform local decisions about health restrictions. Researchers at the University of Colorado have developed a rapid saliva test for COVID-19. Results appear in 45 minutes. Researchers are hopeful the test could be used in schools and factories for fast screening at a low cost. Governor Jared Polis said the state will evaluate the test for widespread use.
We are very excited and applaud the scientists at University of Colorado who developed that, and we have been able to bypass the federal government by getting the authority from the FDA to move forward.
The test will return more false positives than those detected in a clinical lab.